Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
What if everyone at work were an expert communicator? What if every doc, message, and email they wrote was perfectly clear and concise? Inbox numbers would drop, customer satisfaction scores would rise, and everyone would be more productive. That's what happens when you give Grammarly to your entire team. Grammarly is a secure AI writing partner that understands your business and can transform it through better communication. Companies that use Grammarly save an average of 19 days per employee per year. That's because with Grammarly's AI, what used to take a few hours only takes a few clicks, like generating an instant first draft in your company voice or tailoring a message to your specific audience and goals. And Grammarly's personalized on-brand writing help is built in everywhere your team works, across 500,000 apps and websites. Plus, it's safe, secure, and already IT approved. Join 70,000 teams who trust Grammarly with their words and their data. Learn more at Grammarly.com. Grammarly. Easier said, done.
Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
Below Deck is back, and of course, we're covering Season 8.
For Season 8, we're bringing you recaps even earlier to help you get through the week. So make sure to subscribe so you never miss a minute of discussion.
Well, let's get into it.
I mean, we're still getting residual drama from the last episode.
Yes, we are.
How embarrassing. Like, I am not going to fight with a friend over flirting with a deckhand who actually has no interest in either one of them, but more so just wants to get a nice tip. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes. It seems like maybe it was a drunken thing. It just came out of nowhere and just like too liquored up, a long day in the sun. But just like, yeah, really? Like James is who we're fighting over?
Right.
But, you know, at the end of the day, this group of people, they left a great tip.
We did get a tip.
I'll be having with a dollar.
Charlie, for charter guests, he's about as tough as they come. But Charlie did leave us 25.
Ooh! That's incredible.
We thought we were getting no tips.
That comes to $2,272.73, and you guys did earn it, and I thank you.
Thank you, Captain
thank
Lee.
You. It's the first American dollar I've ever held.
And it's a Benjamin.
Yeah.
I'm so happy. I'm broken, but I'm happy.
I know. Well, I mean, look, they needed to. What they put this group through, they needed to. But yes, that's good.
I know. I mean, say what you will about them, but at least everybody walked away from their, not only like this group of people, but their first charter with like a nice fat stack of cash. Speaking of James, though, you know, I understand what he's saying about wanting to go out and party. Like, this is a perk of the job. Like, you get to travel to all these places, experience all this stuff that you never would in a lot of other jobs that you could have. So why not go out on your first night? I guess everybody's tired and they have to be up early, whatever. But also it's what we as the viewers want to see. Like, we want to see them go out and get drunk and start making out with each other.
Yeah, I think it's hilarious how much he's not here for the work. Like, he's going to do it, but that's not why he's here. And like, you know, fair.
Is everyone ready to go home and go to sleep?
Yes,
I'm ready.
Please tell me no one wants to go home at this point. To a bar, I want to go to a club, and then I want to go home. So everyone just wants to go home, I don't get it.
It's time to get going. Go home, go to sleep?
Yes!
All right, let's go.
Oh, yeah. Ready to go home, go to bed.
Load up, folks, load up.
Honestly, this is bullshit.
When you're at home, you go out, do you go home at 10:50?
Yeah.
You're meant to be my boss and you're meant to show me this shit.
No, I'm supposed to show you how to, like, work. Not show you how to fucking party.
We're not here to work.
Yes, we are here to work.
I'm still here on a holiday. Do not take that away from me.
James, you are not on a holiday.
I don't think James realizes what he is getting himself into. This is not a vacation at all.
All we have to do is wash a boat.
Oh, no, no. It's so much more than that.
We're here to work, and you will work, or you will be gone.
I appreciate the honesty.
They didn't get as turnt as I wanted them to, for sure.
No, they barely got turnt. And I mean, I understand also not wanting an espresso martini at, like, that time of the evening, you know? Like,
that's... What is with that? I feel like in a lot of our shows, people drink that. Is that the go-to drink when you're going? It's just very heavy.
There's a round of espresso martinis coming.
Yes, I like espresso martinis.
Oh my God, I can't even think about drinking one because I'm so sick of it.
All espresso martinis?
Always espresso martinis.
Oh, the pressure is on, guys.
Oh no. Oh!
Someone can have my espresso martini because I will not sleep.
Do you like? Yeah, you're right. There are a lot of espresso martinis being ordered recently on
Summer
our shows.
House, that's all they order when they go out. It's so weird.
Yeah, I think that's a good, like, daytime dessert drink so that, you know, you could make it through the night. But I'm not trying to have that after, like, 5.
Yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, so we get the new stewardess, Ash. And I just have to say, boo to her wanting to room with a girl and not a boy.
By the way, I think there might be a chance you could be sharing rooms with me.
Really?
Yeah, you're single.
Bring it on, baby. No, just kidding.
Yikes!
I don't work like that.
Do you want to share with a girl or a boy?
A girl.
Okay, that's fine. We're sharing a room then, James.
Blocked on the first day.
I know.
I wanted to see her and James rooming together, and I wanted to watch some banging.
I know. I mean, that's not out of the realm of possibility at this point, but maybe something will happen with him and Izzy. I don't know.
Yeah, true. I kind of love these young charter guests.
Oh my God, right? Okay, so I think the one advantage of these 20-somethings is that they are on this trip thanks to mommy and daddy's money. So I think they're going to be very calm, very respectful of authority. Like, they're too... This isn't their trip, you know? Like, this is a trip that they were gifted. And so I think they're going to be behaved as opposed to, like, acting crazy like the last group of charter guests, you know?
Yeah. I wonder if we're going to see them start doing TikTok dances on the boat.
Oh, for sure. I hope they get Captain Lee to do one. The other thing that I learned in this episode that I did not know prior is that citrus stains marble. And I feel like this is a great lesson to learn just in case I ever have enough money one day to have, like, marble in my home. Because, like, you never know.
You never know. Yeah. I mean, interesting.
Did you know that?
I didn't. I've never thought about it. Never heard of it. But now I know.
Now I know. No citrus. Keep that lime juice away. The other thing that I was, you know, kind of bothered by was a little bit by Shane's reaction to Eddie's sarcasm, but also Eddie's reaction to Shane confronting him. Because in my opinion, if you're in a leadership position, maybe just avoid sarcasm entirely so that it doesn't get confusing for anyone that's working for you. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, but here's the thing also, that it is on leadership to then... To be like, oh, that bothers you. I'm going to change. I don't like this mentality of, like, well, I'm the boss applesauce. And, like, so if I think it's funny, it's funny. No, like, that's not a good leader.
Yeah. And Shane is very green and he's obviously a bit behind. And, you know, it had started raining already. But I think what he was doing is trying to help everybody. Like, he was trying to keep everybody informed, like, this is happening. And, you know, it just, it could have been handled in a bit of a different way. And it is one of those, like, veteran bosuns working with, you know, fresh deckhand. And that's going to cause tension because Eddie's going to feel like he has to do more for Shane than he does for his other deckhands. But this is how people learn and grow in the industry. And if you want to be a good leader and you know, help Shane improve his skills so that your job can be easier too, like, work with him on that.
Right. And I also just think Eddie calling him Sunshine, it's going to build up and that is going to be a problem.
Yeah, definitely.
And we'll be back with our full episode on Saturday.
Bye.
And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me, kiss me one more time.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
To be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.